以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容不加梵歌原意，第八章世界十四到十五，时间1966年11月16日，地点纽约。
Ananna Chita Satatang Jumang Smarati Nittasaha Tasang Sulama Partha Nitta Juktasya Yogina。Last day, we have been discussing how the impersonalists, they transfer themselves in the spiritual kingdom.
上次我们在讨论非人格主义者怎么样把自己转移到灵性的国度。
The yogis and the gyanis,they are generally impersonalists.
Yogi 们和 Gyani 们，他们通常是非人格主义者。
So, for them, the process at the time of death, they vibrate the transcendental sound Om, Omkara, and by that way, they transfer to the spiritual world.But they do not enter into the spiritual planet.
对他们来说，方法是在死亡的时候，他们发出超然的声音 ，Om Om Kara， 那样他们能够转到灵性的世界，但是他们不能进入灵性的星宿。
This point we have discussed.
这点我们已经讨论过了。
And the risk is that if we do not have any rest in the spiritual planet.If we remain in the outer space only, then there is risk of coming down again in this material world.
危险在于，如果我们不能够停留在任何灵性的星宿，只是停留在外部的空间，那么就有再次下到这个物质世界的危险。
The Bhagavat confirms it.
Bhagavatam 证实这一点。
Jinnir Vindakha Vimukta Manina.तयस्त भावात अभिशुद्ध बुद्धया हारुज्य कृच्छेन परं पदं तताहा पतंति अधा अनादित जिस्मदंगया It is said that persons who are interested of becoming liberated jinnir bindakho vimukta manina simply byThe concept of impersonal merging into the spiritual existence. So, Jinnirubindakho, they consider themselves that they are liberated.
那些对于得到解脱有兴趣的人，仅仅是通过非人格的融入灵性存在的概念，他们认为自己得到解脱了。
That is also point of liberation. But,The Bhagavad says that although they consider themselves as liberated, the Abhishuddha Buddhaya, Abhishuddha means their knowledge is not very pure, not yet pure.
那也是解脱的层面，但是 Bhagavad 说到，虽然他们认为自己解脱了，但是 Abhishuddha Buddhaya, Abhishuddha 意思是他们的知识还不非常纯粹，还不够纯粹。
Abhishuddha Buddha. The result is, the Arujya Kichena Parang Padang Tataha, they can rise up to the supreme, absolute platform by their penances and austerities, meditation.
结果是，他们可以通过他们的苦行、冥想，把自己提升到绝对的超然的层面。
That is right.
那是可以的。
They can reach to that platform.
他们可以到达那一层面。
Arujya Krichena, Arujya Krichena means raising themselves, elevating themselves by severe penances to that platform.
Arujya Krichena 意思是通过苦行把自己提升到那个层面。
Arujya Krichena Parampadam, the supreme absolute platform.
Parampadam, 绝对的自尊的层面。
But Padanti Adho, they again fall down.In this material world.
但是普通点的他们再次堕入这个物质世界。
Why? Anavrita. Because they have not taken seriously about your personal future.
为什么呢 ?Anavrita, 因为他们没有严肃地对待您人格的特征。
Anavrita jismat anghaya, without worshipping your lotus feet, the result is that they come down again in this material world.
由于没有崇拜您的莲花座，结果是他们再次堕下到这物质世界。
Just like however you may rise in this material space, 5,000 feet or any, if you have no rest in any planet, then naturally you will come down again. Naturally, because you have no rest.
就好比在这个物质空间，不管你怎么向上升。到五千英尺或更高，如果你不能停留到任何星球，那么自然的你会再次下来，这是自然的，因为你没有停留说。
So in the spiritual effulgence, if we do not have any rest, then we are sure to come back again down.
在灵性的光灿中，如果我们没有任何停留说，那么我们一定会再次下来。
The reason is that I have already explained that.Our life, we as living entities, we are part and parcel of the Supreme, Sat-Chit Ananda.
这个原因我已经解释过几次了。我们作为生物体是自尊的所属部分 Sat-Chit Ananda.
We want pleasure.
我们需要快乐。
So, impersonal feature does not give us that pleasure which we want, which is our demand.
非人格的方面不能给予我们那种我们想要的需要的快乐。
That pleasure is available in the spiritual planets.
那种快乐是能在灵性的星宿上得到的。
If you enter in any of the spiritual planets, then that spiritual happiness and exchange of pleasure you can attain.
如果你能进入任何灵性的星宿，那么你便能得到那种灵性的快乐和快乐的交流。
Therefore,The Lord says, Krishna, ananna cheta satatang juman smarati nittasa, a person without any deviation.
因此，主 Krishna 说，如果一个人不带偏离的
ananna cheta, without any consideration of jnana, yoga, or any other process.
Ananna cheta, 不去考虑给他有个或任何其他的方法
devotional process
只是奉献的方法
simply surrender process
只是皈依的方法
My Lord, I am your eternal servant Please give me your service Let me engage, let me be engaged in your service
我的主啊我是您永恒的仆人请给予我您的服务让我从事于对您的服务
This is called Ananna Chitta
这被称为 Ananna Chitta
Ananna cheta satatam. Satatam means always, 24 hours, 100%, without any deviation.
Satatam 意思是总是24小时的百分之百的不带任何偏离。
This is Krishna consciousness.
这是 Krishna 之间。
If anyone is engaged in such Krishna consciousness, 24 hours, and 100%, then,Jumang Smarati Nittasa, always remembering.
如果一个人从事这样的 Krishna 世界24小时的百分之百的而且总是记忆着
Suppose if you are engaged in some war, naturally you will be thinking of that particular war.
假如说你从事某项工作自然的你会想着那项特定的工作
When you go to your office and work, you have to think always of the office business. That is quite natural.
如果你到办公室去工作，那么你一定得总是想着办公室里的事情，这是非常自然的。
Similarly, if you engage yourself in the business of Krishna consciousness, naturally you will be always thinking of Krishna.
类似的，如果你将自己从事于 Krishna 世界，那么自然的你会总是想着 Krishna.
That way it is said, Jomang Smarati Nittasa, always remembering.
因此这里说 Your mom smarati nityasa 总是记着我
Kasang sulava pratha my dear Partha Arjuna, for him, I am very cheap.
亲爱的 Partha Arjuna, 对于他我非常廉价。
Sulabha, it's very easily available.
Sulabha 意思是非常容易得到。
God, Krishna, is called Ajita.
神 Krishna 被称为 Ajita。
Ajita when nobody can conquer God.
Ajita 意思是没有人可以征服神。
Therefore his name is Ajita.
因此他的名字是 Ajita.
Just like God has innumerable, he is unlimited, and his functions and activities are unlimited, and according to his activities, his names are also unlimited.
神是无限的，他的功能活动也是无限的，根据他不同的活动，他有无限的名字。
So, this is one of the names, Ajita.
Ajita 是他的一个名字。
Ajita means the personality who is never conquered.
Ajita 意思是一个永远不能被征服的人。
Nobody can conquer him, therefore his name is Ajita.
没有人能征服他，因此他的名字是 Ajita.
So there is a very nice verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Srimad Bhagavatam 中有很好的世界。
Gene prayasam udapasa navanta eva jivanti sanamakuritang bhavadiya vartam sanishthita sthitigatang tanuvang manobhi prayena ajitopi jitopasi tai stilapyam Brahma is praying Lord Krishna in this way.
Brahma is 在这样的称颂主 Krishna
that a person jnani prayasam mudapasa in giving up the futile endeavor to understand the Supreme by one's limited knowledge. Give up this attempt.
如果一个人放弃了通过自己的有限的知识来理解自尊的无效的努力，放弃这种努力。
Jnani prayasam. Jnani prayasam means that the theosophist, the philosopher, they are trying years after years, life after years, what is God? What is God? What is the absolute truth?
Jnani prayasam 指的是那些神学家们、哲学家们，他们一年又一年的、一生又一生的试图去理解什么是神、什么是神、什么是绝对真理。
Just like we throw Sputnik, how much this space is lengthened then?
就好比我们发射宇宙飞船，想了解这空间有多长多宽。
This is frog philosophy. Just like several times I've decided, if frog is measuring the length and breadth of Atlantic Ocean.
这是青蛙哲学，我已经引出好几次了。一个青蛙想要测量大西洋的长和宽。
A frog whose life is within the well, 3 feet, 3 cubic feet measurement, he's trying to measure what is the length and breadth of Atlantic and Pacific Ocean.
这个青蛙一生住在井里，这井只有3立方英尺大小，他试图要测量大西洋、太平洋的长宽。
Similarly, our attempt to measure the how far this outer space is just as a futile.
我们的试图去测量对外部空间的努力，也就相当于一样毫无用处的。
And what to speak of this space, our measurement of our limited knowledge, with the limited knowledge, if we want to know how far, how much long and short is God, it is a futile.
更不要提想要通过我们有限的知识去测量神有多大多小，这是毫无希望的努力。
Futile. It is not possible.
这是不可能的。
So, Bhagavat recommends jnane prayasam mudapasa. Just give up this nonsense habit to measure the Supreme.
因此 Bhagavat 推荐说 jnane prayasam mudapasa, 放弃这种无谓的测量自尊的努力。
It is not possible.
这是不可能的。
Jnane prayasam mudapasa, a person who has taken this determination, that it is futile, it is useless.To try to understand what is God by my limited knowledge.
如果一个人有这样的决心，他知道想要去通过我有限的知识 理解神是毫无希望的，毫无用处的。
He's an intelligent man who takes this decision.
做了这样决定的人是一个智慧的人。
So gyane priyasam udapasa namantayiva just become submissive.
Namantayiva 要变得顺从。
Just try to understand your position that you are very insignificant segment in this material world or in the creation.
要理解你的地位，你在这个物质世界或者整个创造中是非常微不足道的。
Namantayiva, just become submissive.
Namantayiva, 只要变得顺从。
Gyane priyasa, giving up this endeavor to understand the Supreme by one's limited knowledge and just become submissive.
放弃通过个人的有限知识去理解自尊的努力，只要变得顺从。
Then, what is the process?
那么方法是什么呢？
什么可以当的？什么必要搞的 ？You just try to understand the supreme from the reliable source. 什么可以当？啥不可以当？
你只需要试着从可靠的源泉那里理解自尊。
不可能是 from the lips of realized source.
不可以的意思是从嘴唇，从觉悟的灵魂的嘴唇那里。
Just like Arjuna is understanding.About God from direct Krishna, from the lips of Krishna.
就好比阿尔直接从 Krishna 的嘴唇那里理解神。
Sarva Padmarava Mukhan Nishtita. So this is the process.
这是方法。
So similarly, if we understand about God through the lips of Arjuna or his bona fide representative, that is the process.
同样的，如果我们从阿尔忠的嘴里或者他的真正的代表嘴里来理解成，那么这是方法。
Gyane priyasam udapasa namantayiva submissively one who tries to understand the transcendental nature of God from the reliable source.
一个人顺从的试着从可靠的源泉那里理解神的超然本性。
Sthane sthita, never mind what he is.
Sthanisthita, 不管他是谁。
Never mind what is, either Indian or European or American or Japanese or Hindu or Muslim, never mind.
不管他是谁，印度人、欧洲人、美国人、日本人、印度徒、穆斯林，都不要紧。
So, Sthanisthita, just be situated in your place, that doesn't matter.
只要处于你所处的状况中，这并不要紧。
Suti Gata, just try to understand, Through your ears, by oral reception. Oral reception.
Shruti Katam, 只要试着通过耳朵去聆听。
Sanmu Kritam, Shruti Katam. Shruti means this ear, reception through the ear.
Shruti 意思是耳朵，通过耳朵去接受。
Sanmu Kritam, Shruti Katam, Tanumang Manovi. Then just try to practice it in your practical life.
然后试着在你的实际生活中去练习去应用。
Tanumang Manovi, J. Prayasa, Ajita, my dear Lord, you are unconquerable. By this person, you become conquered. Simply by hearing.
亲爱的主啊，您是不可征服的，但您被这样的一个只是去聆听的人征服了。
It is such a nice process.
这是这么好的方法。
God is not conquerable.But he becomes conquerable. He is conquered by a devotee who gives us this nonsense process of understanding him by his limited knowledge and becomes submissive and just try to hear from the right source and try to apply in your life.
神是不可征服的，但是他被这样一个放弃了用有限的知识去理解神的无谓的努力而非常顺从的奉献者所征服。要是从正确源泉那里去聆听，应用到你的生活中
，then you become a conqueror of the supreme。
那样你便能成为至尊的征服者。
Similarly, Lord Krishna also said that the Saham Sulabha。
类似的，主 Krishna 在这里说 the Saham Sulabha。
Sulabha means I am easily available。
Sulabha 意思是我非常容易得到。
God is not easily available。
神不是能容易得到的。
It is very difficult.
这非常困难的。
But for a person who is constantly in Krishna consciousness, the Lord says Himself, for him I am easily available. Easily. So why don't you take up this process?
但是对一个总是从事于 Krishna 境界的人，那主宰说他自己，那对于他我是非常容易得到的，非常容易得到的。那你为什么不采取这个方法呢？
There is another nice verse in the Brahma Sanghita. That I forget.
在 Brahma Sanghita 中有另外一个很好的世界，我记不起来了。
The purport is that a person, if he tries to understand why he is sensual process.
大意是，如果一个人试图通过他的感官的方法去理解
，This is called sensual aropantha. Aropantha means trying to ascend.
这被称为感官的 aropantha. Aropantha 意思是试图自下而上的努力。
There are two kinds of ways to understand knowledge.
有两种理解知识的方法。
One process is.Arohapantha, ascending process. And another process is descending process.
一个方法是 Arohapantha, 自下而上的方法，另外一个方法是自上而下的。
Descending process. What is that Arohapantha? Arohapantha means that I shall understand what is God by my own knowledge. I don't care for any authority, any books. I'll understand, I'll meditate, I'll think, I'll philosophize, and I'll understand what is God.
Arohapantha 指的是我要通过自己的知识去理解神，我不在乎任何权威、任何书籍，我能够理解，我去冥想，我思考哲学推敲，我能理解什么是神。
This is called Arohapantha.
这被称为 Arohapantha.
And against this, there is Avarohapantha.
和这相反的是 Avarohapantha.
Avarohapantha means getting knowledge from the authority.
Avarohapantha 指的是从自身的从权威那里接受知识。
There are two processes.
这是两种方法。
Now out of these two processes, the Arohapantha, one who is trying to understand the Supreme by his own limited knowledge, for him it is said in the Brahma Sanghita.
在这两种方法之中 ，Arohapantha。一个人试图通过自己有限的知识去理解自尊，在 Brahma Sanghita 中提到这样一个人。
Panthasu koti satavasya sampragamya vayu rathapi manaso manipungavanam sapastya pravadasina abhichintatate govindamadipurisham tamaham bhajam. Now, Panthasu koti satavasya sampragam. By the ascending process, if anyone makes progress with the speed of mind and speed of air,
通过自下而上的方法，如果一个人以心意的速度和空气的速度取得进步，
you know the speed of mind, how it is powerful.
你知道心意的速度是多么强大。
You are sitting here, and you can think of thousands and thousands of minds have immediate.
你坐在这里，你可以立即的想到成千上万英里之外。
Just see the speed of mind.
看下心意的速度多大。
Similarly, the velocity of air is very thousands of miles in a second.
同样的，空气的速度也是一秒钟上千英里。
A velocity of what? The example is given here that if anyone traverses on the path ofascending process with the velocity of mind and air.
这里举的例子是，如果一个人以心意或空气的速度，沿着自下而上的过程前进。
Panthasu koti satva, and if he makes progress, not only for one day, two days, three days, one month, koti satvasra, millions and millions of years, if he goes in that speed.
而且他以这样的速度前进，不只是一天、两天、三天、一个月，而是成百万年。
Panthasu koti satavasya sampragamya vayu rathapi manaso Bio means air.
Bio 意思是空气。
By the airplane or Sputnik or by the speed of the mind, if he makes progress.
如果他以飞机的速度、宇宙飞船的速度和新的速度前进。
Antastu kuti satavatsa sampradamma bio rathapi manaso munipungavana and not very ordinary man.But Munipunga means the highest thoughtful.
而且不是一个普通的人，而是 Munipunga， 意思是最富有思想的。
Punga means the greatest, and Muni means thoughtful, thinker.
Punga 是指最伟大的 ，Muni 意思是富有思想的思想家。
If it goes on for millions of years in the speed of mind.And the speed of air is still, he will find, is still not knowable, not knowing.
如果他以心意的速度、空气的速度前进上成百万年，他仍旧会发现还是不可知的。
Pantastu kuti satavasta sampradamma vayu rathapi manasu munipungavana sapastika prabhadasimna abhichintatate still the subject matter remains.Inconceivable, not definite.
这主题仍旧是不可思议的，仍旧不确定。
But here is the definite information.
但这里是确定的信息。
Just in the Bhagavad Gita, you understand that Ananya Cheta, without any deviation from this path of Krishna consciousness.Without any deviation from the devotional service in submission, if anyone thinks always of Krishna,
在《Bhagavad Gita》中，我们理解到 ，Ananya Chitta， 如果一个人不偏离 Krishna 自觉的道路，不偏离奉献服务，顺从的，总是想着 Krishna。
Krishna says, "Tasyam sulabha." Sulabha means I am very easily available for you.
Krishna 说 ，"Tasyam sulabha."意思是我对于他非常容易得到。
The Sam Sulabha Pratha, why you are so big, why you become so cheap to this person?
为什么你对这个人变得这么廉价呢
？Because Nitya Jitta Sajogina, he is constantly 24 hours is engaged in my service. I cannot forget him.
因为 Nitya Jitta Sajogina.因为他恒常的二十四小时从事于我的服务，我不能忘了他。
This is the process.
这是方法。
Just become submissive and attract the attention of God.
只要变得顺从，吸引神的注意力。
Then you will be successful.
那样你能成功。
Just try to. My Guru Maharaj used to say that don't try to see God.You work in such a way that God will see you. God will take care of. Don't try to see God.
我的 Guru Maharaj 常说，不要试着去见神，你要这样的去工作，使神来见你，神会照料你。不要试着去看见神。
This is the process.
这是方法。
I want to see God. Oh God, please come and stand before me.Just like he is my servant.
那我要看神，神请你到我这里来，站在我面前，就好像他是我的仆人一样。
God is no one's servant.
神不是任何人的仆人。
You have to oblige him by your love, by your service.
你必须要通过你的爱，通过你的服务，使他感激。
That is the process.
这是方法。
Here it is. Tatsaham sulabha pratha. Anyone who is engaged in that way, in that submissive way, always constantly, without any deviation, in Krishna consciousness, for him, God is very cheap, although he is unconquerable.
任何一个能够这样顺从的、不带任何偏离的、恒常的从事 Krishna 事业的人，对他来说是非常廉价。虽然神是不可征服的。
Take this process, Krishna consciousness.
接受这个方法 ，Krishna 知觉。
Very easy.
非常容易。
啊。This process is given to the humanity by Lord Chaitanya.
这个方法是由主切坦涅给予人类的。
And Rupa Goswami, the first disciple of Lord Chaitanya, he appreciated it.
主切坦涅所有的门徒 Rupa Goswami 很欣赏他。
He was a minister in the service of the then Mohammedan kingdom.
他是那时候穆斯林政府的大臣。
And he became a disciple of Lord Chaitanya.
他成了主切坦涅的门徒。
And when he first met him, he offered himself in this verse, nice verse. Tema pradayate, Krishnaya, Krishna Chaitanya namine, Gauratisi namaha. My dear Lord Chaitanya, you are the most munificent personality, most charitable, the highest charitable person.
我亲爱的主，切坦涅，您是最慷慨的人，最慈善的人。
Why?You are delivering Krishna very cheaply.
因为您在非常廉价的散发 Krishna.
You are delivering Krishna very cheaply. Therefore, nobody is comparable with your charity.
您在非常廉价的散发 Krishna, 因此没有人能和您的慈善相比。
We want Krishna.
我们想要 Krishna.
The whole. we are hankering after Krishna.The most attractive, the most beautiful, the most opulent, the most powerful, the most learned, and the most beautiful.
我们在渴求 Krishna, 他是最有吸引力的，最美丽的，最富裕的，最有力量的，最有姿势的，最气质的。
That is our hankering.
那是我们的渴求。
We are hankering after the beauty, the powerful, the learned.
我们渴求美丽、有力量的、有学识的。
So, Rasuvai, the Krishna is the reservoir of everything.
Rasuvai, Krishna 是一切的源泉。
You just turn your attention to Krishna.
你只要把你的注意力转向 Krishna.
You'll get everything.
能得到一切。
Everything whatever you want.
一切你想要的。
Whatever your heart desires, it will be fulfilled by this Krishna consciousness.
不管你心里想要是什么，都能被这个 Krishna 自觉所实现。
So, this Krishna consciousness was given by Lord Chaitanya.
这个 Krishna 自觉是由主切坦涅给予的。
Therefore, he is called the Namo Mahapadana. So, you are the most...powerful charitable personality. Nobody has given such a thing. Krishna.
他被称为 Namo Mahapadana. 您是最有力量的、最慈善的人。没有人曾经给予这样一样东西 ，Krishna.
Because we are all in want of Krishna.
因为我们都想要 Krishna.
So that is the process given by Krishna himself.
这是由 Krishna 本人所给予的方法。
And here Krishna says that I am the Sahasrava Prata.I become very cheap to him.
这里 Krishna 说 Tasyaham Sulabha Partha 我对于他来说非常廉价。
Whom? One who is constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness.
对于什么样的人呢？对于那样一个恒常的处于 Krishna 自觉的人。
And if you remain 24 hours in Krishna consciousness, then just likeThe impersonalists, the yogis, the jnanis, they transfer themselves to the spiritual world and merge into the impersonal effulgence. You enter into the planet where Krishna is.
如果你能够24小时的保持在 Krishna 世界，那么就好比那些非人格主义者、瑜伽师、jnani， 他们能把自己转移到灵性的世界，融入非人格的光灿，你能够进入 Krishna 所在的星宿。
Then, what is the benefit? You can ask, well, suppose I do this and enter into the crystal planet, then what is the benefit?
那么利益是什么呢？你可以问，就算我能够这样做，能进入 Krishna 的心术，利益是什么呢？
The benefit is stated in the next verse.
下个世界提到的利益。
Mamupetta, punarjanma, maam upetta punarjanma, dukkhalayam asasatam, naapnubanti mahatmana, sangsiddhiṃ paramāṅgataḥ. My dear Arjuna, if anyone comes to me, maam upetta.
亲爱的 Arjuna, 如果一人到我这里, maam upetta.
By this process, by Krishna consciousness, then the result is
通过这些 Krishna 技术的方法 那么结果是
punarjanma dukkhalayam asasatam na apnuvanti. He does not get any more to come back into this material world full of misery.
他不用再次回到这充满苦难的物质世界。
This material world is certified by the Supreme Lord, the Creator, as dukkhalayam.
这物质世界被至尊主
Dukkhalayam. Dukkhalayam means the place of misery.
Dukkhalayam is the 苦难的场所.
How you can make it comfortable?
那你怎么能把它变得舒适呢?
Can you make it comfortable by your so-called advancement of science? No.
你能通过你所谓的科学进步使它变得舒适吗? 不.
It is not possible.
这是不可能的.
But you do not know what is dukkha or what is suffering.
但我们不知道什么是dukkha, 苦难。
Real dukkha is, real suffering is birth and death, old age and disease.
真正的dukkha, 真正的受苦是生和死, 老年和疾病。
But we have set aside.
但我们把这些抛在一边。
Because we cannot make solution of these things, we don't care for it.
因为我们不能解决这些东西, 我们不在乎。
We are after Sputnik and atomic bomb.
我们追求宇宙飞船和原子弹。
That is our scientific advance.
这是我们的科学进步。
Why don't you solve these important things which is giving me all this suffering?
为什么你不解决这些同时受苦的重要的事情呢?
They have no power.
他们没有力量做到。
So here is the solution. The Krishna says, the maam upetta punarjanma. If anyone attains into my platform, then he does not come back again.
这里是解决方案。 Krishna 说 maam upetta punarjanma. 如果一个人到达了我的层面, 那么他不用再次回来。
Punarjanma, rebirth, again, where dukkhalayam asasatam, this place full of misery.
Punarjanma, 再次出生, 在哪里呢? Dukkhalayam asasatam, 在这个地方充满了苦难。
Full of, just try to understand that this place is full of misery.
试着去理解这个地方是充满苦难的。
In the modes of ignorance, we cannot understand.
在愚昧形态中我们无法理解。
Just like the cats and dogs and hogs, they cannot understand that what miserable condition of life they are pulling on.
就好比猫、狗、猪。 他们无法理解他们所过的生活是多么苦难的状况。
Similarly, human being is called rational animal.
人是被称为理性的动物。
They are animal, but at the same time they have got the rationality.
他们是动物，但同时他们有理性。
But that rationality is being used in the purpose of animal propensities.
但那理性被用于动物性倾向的目的。
That rationality is not being used how to get liberated from this miserable condition.
那理性没有被用于如何从这苦难的状况中解脱出来。
That is misuse of rationality.
这是误用了理性。
But here is the solution.
这里是解决方案。
Krishna says that if anyone remains in Krishna consciousness 24 hours, without any deviation, the result is that he comes to me.
Krishna 说, 任何人能够24小时地保持在 Krishna 世界中,不带任何偏离, 结果便是他能到我这里。
And if he once comes to me, maam upetta punarjanma dukkhalayam asasatam naapnuvanti, he does not get again rebirth of this miserable life.
如果他能够到我这里, 那么他不用再次出生在这个苦难的世界。
Why? Now, Mahatmanas, Sangsiddhim, Paramangataha, they are great souls and they have achieved the highest goal of life.
为什么呢？因为他们是伟大的灵魂，他们获得了生命的最高目标。
So this is the highest goal of life.
这是生命的最高目标。
We should know our self-interest to achieve this highest goal of life, not temporary dolls.
我们应该知道自己的真正利益是获得这生命的最高目标，而不是短暂的玩具。
You see, children are captivated by temporary dolls, but not a sane man.
儿童们被短暂的玩具所吸引，但一个明智的人不会。